Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos, learning with Ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Menzavo and Peril Bas Pinchas. We're holding Bav Mitzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes. Says as follows. Lo yomar adam lechaveru. Person should not say to his friend, Halveni kor chitim, lend to me a kor, which is a measurement of wheat, but it's a measurement of 30 saw to be exact, of wheat, vani etem lach legarn. And I'll give it back to you in the time of the garn, in the time of the threshing floor. Yeah? The reason here is going to be, like we said before, that in an interim period, it could be the price of wheat will go up, and the person will be getting back something worth more than he lent out. Aval omerlo, but a person could say to his friend, Halveni achiyavo bini, lend me this until my son comes. O acha emtza mafteach, until I find the key. And these are things we'll see the Rav will elaborate. They're not indicative of a long period of time in between. Also, it's not something that that you're naming an event that might change the price of the produce. Hillel answers this also. Hillel said also, Lo tava isha kikar lechaverta shita asenu damim. Person should not loan a loaf of bread to her friend, another woman. Right, a woman should not loan to her friend a loaf of bread until she makes it money. Meaning to say, she should sell it or whatever. Shema yikiru chitim. In that meantime, in the interim period, the price of wheat might go up. And they will come to ribbis. What does that case mean? Says the Rav on the previous case, Halveni Atshiyavu Bani. Why was it okay to say that lending this until my son comes? The Rav learns that means that he has the produce. Right? I'm saying, lend this to me. My son will come and I'll give it back to you. Have it on me. It's not as if I don't have it and I'm going to give it back to you far down the line in the time of the threshing floor. I'll have new wheat. That was the first case in the Mishnah. Over here, he has it. That's the way the Rav understands. Yeah, it's not so mefurish in the Mishnah. That's what it means, but that's where the Rav understands. The low goes to Rabbanan Alakisha Ainlo. Rabbanan only made the Gezeira about worrying about the price going up and therefore there being a ribbis issue when the person doesn't have the produce at the time that he makes the deal. Bafilo Ainlo Alasa Achas. What if he only has one saw right now? We said the case was a core. A core is 30 saw. Yeah, Lova Alea Kama Korin. You could actually end up borrowing on it many, many korin, an unlimited amount. The Ko Chada Vechada Amrinin Zu Tehe Tachteha. A person was lent one. Right, and that's the one that he has. You know, I have Reuven lent Shimon, a saw. Now Shimon has that saw to give back, just it's locked up. But at that point, you say Shimon has two. You put that together, and now, being that he has two, we can borrow another two. The number goes around whatever is already had by the borrower. Yeah, that's what Rav says. The kolchad vechad amrinin zutei tachta. Everyone that comes, this is under that. One shahari ena kenuya lemelva. Right, it's not ever going to be owned by the loaner. At that point, it really belongs to the borrower because it's in his reshus to sell it, to eat it, so we call it his. So everyone that comes, it's another one that's in place of the one that he already had, etc., and it's okay to do that. So he can end up borrowing much more than he has to give back right at the time because of this. Okay, but Hill ossered that. Now, the Rav doesn't elaborate why Hill ossers, even if he has the chitim in his house. Yeah, so it doesn't give elaboration why that would be. The Chari, he's holding that there is some sort of gezeira here too. Rav says in the next case that Hillel would say, V'chein ha'yehol omer lo tal isha, woman should not bar. V'chein halacha gehillel, halacha not like Hillel either. Halacha kachacham she'omer lovin stam uparin stam. The halacha is that they could borrow and pay back stam. What is the Chari here? Try to understand of Hillel, why he's saying a woman shouldn't borrow this. Right? They shouldn't lend a kikar and then establish the price of the kikar. That's what we said. And she'll give back that money. Because maybe the price of wheat is going to go up. Now this again, and that will come to ribbis, right? Ribbis midi risover, not ribbis midaraisa. So seemingly also, Hill has more of an extension of this gezeir of maybe the price of wheat goes up. And why this case of the woman specifically is being pointed out, but the same idea that the one woman is going to loan the other this wheat, and she's going to say, okay, you know, we'll evaluate what that is, and we'll pay you back maybe in the interim period. Being that she doesn't have any wheat, right? So the price might go up. It could be the Rabbanan disagree here because they're not talking about wheat. We're talking about a made roll. And that's the what the Rav means here at the end. And he says you can borrow some, pay back some means that just give a roll and give back a roll. You don't have to elaborate on the price of wheat going into it. Says Mishnah Yud. Omer Adam lechaver nakesh imi va'anakesh imach other imi ve'eder imach. A person could say to his friend, you do this yard work, different types of yard work with me. Nakesh probably means to uproot the bad grass. Ador means also to weed. You do this with me, I'll do it with you. There's no worry that there's certain ribbis of effort involved, that you'll be giving back more effort than you got given by the person. There's no worry of that in this case. But you can't say Nakesh imi ve'edrimach. You can't say you do this avoda Nakesh, which is going to be harder. Ve'edrimach is going to be easier. I should say back the other way around. Nakesh imi is going to be easier. Ve'edrimach is going to be a harder avoda that you're doing back, because that way the person, by loaning out, so to speak, his efforts, is getting back more efforts in return. Ador imi ve'akesh imach, also the other way around. Can't say you do this with me, the idur. Yeah, and I'll do the nikush with you, also doesn't go. Koi me garid echod. Koi me revia achas. Yeah, we'll see what this means. It literally means that all the days of the garid, which means the summertime, are considered one period of time. We'll see why that's relevant. And all days of the rainy season are one period of time. A person cannot say to someone, you plow with me during the summer, and I'll plow with you in the winter. There's another halacha about ribbis. There is such a thing as ribbis that is early, such a thing as ribbis that's late. What does that mean? A person thought, Reuven thought, to borrow from Shimon. He sent him a gift. And he said, it is a gift in order that you'll loan me money. So he's preempting the interest to the loan. Zuhi ribbis mukdamis. That is ribbis that comes early. The case of one who borrowed already from someone and he gave back the money, and with that he gave him the gift. This is for the money that was all bottled by me doing nothing out of your pocket. That is ribbis. That's like a regular case of ribbis, seemingly. That's a ribbis that comes afterwards. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh ribbis devarim. There's such a thing as ribbis of words. Lo yomer lo da, ki ba ish ploni m'makom ploni. Yeah? A person shouldn't say, as a favor of having borrowed money from someone, that, you know, this man you were looking for has come to the city. Doing an extra favor that he wouldn't have done otherwise without the loan is the problem of ribbis devarim. So says the Rav here, nakesh imi. Hayom va'anakesh imach l'macher. A person says, nakesh with me. Yeah? That means uprooting the bad grass, right? I'm not sure you call that, uprooting the bad grass, and I'll do it for you tomorrow. That is to uproot the bad grass that grows in produce. Ador is chafor. Other means, Rav translates, a dig. I understand that's also a type of yard work, obviously, right? So a person could say, can trade one avoda for the same one back to him. That was fine. But lo yomer lo nakesh imi ve'edor imach. You can't say that you do the digging with me, and I will uproot grass with you. Pa'amim shezu kashamizu, because sometimes one is going to be harder than the other one. So the Rav understands not as if one malacha is always harder than the other. There are times where more effort will be involved in the one than the other. B'yeshkan agar natar. Yeah, that will be, that's another form of ribbis. Is going to be, that's what ribbis is called when it's talking about an action. That really, Kilo, if I say to you to do this action for me, it's almost as if that I am borrowing from you the wages that you should get. It's kind of owned to you. It's kind of lent to me. It's owed to you, right? And if that way, if you pay me back, so to speak, by work, so you know, Reuven worked for Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay Reuven. Instead, Shimon's going to work for Reuven. So there's kind of a loan going on over there that's unspoken. Yeah. So it says, Koy me garid echad. All days of the summer are one. You don't have to worry that one day is longer than another. So you have to say, you know, I did for you a whole day's worth of work. You do for me back a whole day's worth of work. Well, one day is longer. You don't have to worry about that if it's all in the summertime. So too in the winter. You could say, I want you to weed with me this day of the summer. And I'll do a different day of the summer. And so too in the winter. Garid is Yimos HaChama, is the summer. Revia, Yimos HaGashamim, is the rainy time, the winter. Yeah. So you can't say, though, the Mishnah said, that I'll work for you in the summer, or you work for me in the summer, and I'll work for you in the winter. That doesn't work. The rainy season is more difficult to work in the fields, which you can understand. It's muddy. It's difficult to get around. So that is always going to be the harder work. If the person will do that work for the other one, that's going to be too much of a payback for the easier work that the first person did for him. Yeah. And the next of the mission was pretty simple. We said the idea of ribbis mufemis mucheris, giving the gift beforehand or afterwards, and then there was the idea of ribbis devarim, where you can't say something extra, a favor, even in words, that's extra because of the loan, is a problem. Seder. That was Mishnah. Yod says Mishnah, Yod Aleph. But Eila Ovin below Sase, the following people can be over a lav. The Rav's going to elaborate here that not everybody we mentioned is going to be over all of the psukim we mentioned, but the following are going to be over a lav. Hamalve, that's the lender, the halova, the borrower, the ha'arev, a guarantor of a loan, va'edim, and the witnesses to a loan. Acham omrim af ha'sofer. Acham also include that the person who writes a shtar for a ribbis loan could be over a lav. Orvim mishum lo sitain. These people are over the aveir and the Torah of lo sitain, is do not give a loan in ribbis. Omishum ba'al tikach mi'ito. There's also a vera of not taking from him in ribbis. Mishum lo siyelo kanosha, not to be pressing on one who you gave a loan to. Mishum lo sisimro lov neshech, not to place on them ribbis. All these two can kind of sound like the same thing. So we have hopefully a little discussion here of what the difference is and why one person be over one and not the other. Mishum also lifnei iver lo siten michshol v'yareisim lakech ani Hashem. Any of these, if you cause another person to do a vera, namely of taking a loan in ribbis or giving a loan in ribbis, you'd be over there of lifnei iver, of putting a stumbling block before a blind person, which is any time you cause another person to sin. Yeah, so the Rav says, over mishum lo sitein v'chulim. Malve over b'kulim. So the Rav says like this, the malve is over in all these psukim. Again, they are lo sitein, which is the aveira of giving a loan with ribbis, meaning of lending out the money with ribbis. Baal tikach mi'ito is the aveira of taking ribbis from person. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I should take back. Lo sitain is not giving lo. Lo sitain is paying back with ribbis. Lo sitain is kasbicha. Es kasbicha lo sitain lo benesha. Don't give that with ribbis. Baal tikach mito is taking the ribbis. Lo siyelo kenosha is loaning with ribbis. And then if a person does that, he's obviously going to push the lender to pay back when the time comes. And the lender also pushes himself, yeah, because he doesn't want to build up interest. So hey, this is an aveira, just to clarify, that's true of any time you loan. You can never act oppressive to a person you loan money to, but the point is it's built into a ribbis loan because the longer it stays by the borrower, more interest is going to develop. There's a built-in pressure that's there that is not beseder. And then the last aveira, lo sisimun lo neshech, yeah, are also some aveiras that you're putting interest and lifnei iver, yeah? So Rav says again, malva over b'kulam, the malva is over on all of these. Yeah, why is he over on all of them? He's over that he lent the money with interest, and that's two aveiras. And paying with interest, kind of understand why he should be over that, but I guess we include him in that aveira from somewhere. Lova over mishum bal tashich. Lova is over on paying a loan with interest. There's only one pasuk. Shulosh and mafil acherim. Ah, that's a lesson of causing someone else to do the interest loan. That's an aveira that you can't cause your friend to charge interest. So that one's the lova is over on. The overall, so he's over on to your brother, don't cause him to take interest, and lifnei iver, making the guy take the interest also. The guarantor of the Edom are over on the general idea, it seems, of placing ribbis into a situation where it could happen. So they didn't take it or give it, but they're responsible for it coming about. In the Chiddush of the Rav didn't talk about is the Chiddush of the Chum that say the Sofer, but I guess if the Edom are there of the loan, then it makes sense that the Sofer would be there too, because he's also, they're doing the same thing, both causing a loan to be valid, at least not halachically, but valid judicially. Thank you for listening. Mr. Shemel, because you're next.